Running counter to recent history, the Border Security, Economic Opportunity, and Immigration Modernization Act of 2013, submitted to the Senate this week, is comprehensive, forward-looking, and bipartisan, all of which is encouraging to Jesus Guzman of Santa Rosa, who chairs the Immigration Task Force of the North Bay Organizing Project.
We have an attempt to provide a pathway to citizenship for the 11 million undocumented immigrants here. It's a historic step by the Senate to really fix our broken immigration system.
But that pathway is not a short or easy one. For most eligible immigrants, Guzman explains, it will be at least a 13-year process.
The first 10 years, folks will have a work permit and will be allowed to travel with that. At the end of the 10 years, they can apply for legal residency, a green card, and then 3 years after that can apply for citizenship. And there are certain requirements, passing background checks, paying back taxes, English, to all go into that as well.
But there are two subgroups that will be treated differently. One is young people who were brought into the United States as children.
Immigrant youth, folks that have come here before the age of 16 and can either go to college or enlist in the military, will have an expedited process of 5 years in which they'll have a temporary legal status and then can apply for legal residency and citizenship immediately after that.
This is much like the deferred action policy enacted by the Obama administration last year. The other group of immigrants eligible for specialized treatment is agricultural workers. Juan Miguel Rubio, a local coordinator for the United Farm Workers Union, says it will offer a brand new form of temporary work permit.
It's going to call the blue card and then going to have the protections like everybody else. To qualify for that, they're going to be working at least 10 days before December 21st, 2012.
Some 1.5 million workers nationwide could qualify for this new status, Rubio says, with up to a third of them in California.
They're going to get a work permit. They're going to be eligible to get a Social Security card, driver's license, and also they can go back and forth for their native country.
That's much different than the current, more restrictive H-2A agricultural worker visas. Lisa Maldonado, executive director at the North Bay Labor Council, strongly supports the change.
One of the worst things we ever did in terms of immigration policy was criminalize conduct that at the same time we were encouraging. Everyone knew that this country, certainly California, was running on the backs of immigrant workers.
Maldonado is hopeful that new political realities will boost its prospects. But while that process plays out, a vote is not expected until at least midsummer, Jesus Guzman notes that millions of immigrant households will continue to live with the threat of disruption by deportation at any time.
While this is all going on, we still have an administration that has set record levels of deportation. We've had 1.5 million in President Obama's first 4 years. So there's a lot of concern that as we lose time, that we are losing folks here in the community. There is a sense of urgency, and there's also a need to make sure that we're prudent and reasonable about solving this issue.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.